Okay, imagine this. The next Oscar-winning short film. Not directed by a human. Sounds a bit like sci-fi, maybe.
Right. Except it's not really science fiction anymore.
Exactly. That future is, well, it's kind of already landing. Right now, in 2025.
Oh.
So today, we're doing a deep dive into how artificial intelligence is reshaping filmmaking. Everything from, you know, the creative tools to the actual economics of it all.
And it's fascinating because there are really two big narratives happening at the same time, aren't there?
How so?
Well, on one hand, you've got this incredible efficiency boost. AI is genuinely democratizing things, putting powerful tools in almost anyone's hands.
Right.
But then on the other side, it throws up some really complex ethical and legal questions.
Big ones.
Like copyright, who gets paid, that kind
Precisely. Of thing. Copyright, compensation for artists, all of that. So this deep dive should give you the key insights to really get your head around this massive shift. Okay, let's start with the wow factor then. These AI tools enabling entire short films, what are we actually talking about? You hear names like Google VO3, OpenAI's Sora.
Midjourney too, yeah. The capabilities are frankly astounding.
So Google VO3, what's its thing?
Okay, so VO3 takes text or even an image prompt and turns it into high-def video. And crucially, it does native audio.
Native audio? Like dialogue, music?
Yep. Dialogue, sound effects, music, all synced up. It can generate these hyper-realistic, full audio cinematic videos really fast. Seconds, sometimes.
Wow.
Though, importantly, they're watermarked for safety.
Okay, and Sora, OpenAI's tool.
Sora's strength is more in complex scenes. Think multiple characters, specific types of motion. It's pretty good at keeping characters consistent, at least, you know, within a single generated clip.
Which must cut down production time hugely.
Oh, massively. Though it does sometimes have that slightly weird or uncanny feel with human movements. Still working that out.
And Midjourney, you mentioned that too.
Midjourney's different again. It's primarily a text image generator. Super powerful for concept art, character design, mood boards, that sort of thing.
But not video creation itself?
No, not video. And it doesn't really maintain character consistency if you generate multiple images. It's more for static visual ideas.
The impact on production, though, just seems revolutionary. I read about a short film, used to cost maybe $300,000, $500,000, needs 70 people.
Right.
Now, potentially, one person could make it for, what, $600 in maybe 2 weeks using AI.
It's a staggering difference.
Yeah.
That concept of no camera filmmaking.
Yeah.
It really does open doors. It's democratizing the art form in a way we haven't seen before.
And the time saving must be huge, too.
Absolutely huge. We're talking production time, potentially slashed from weeks down to, well, sometimes just minutes or an hour for certain tasks.
Minutes, really?
Yeah, some studios are reporting overall project completion times cut by like 40%. And it's not just shooting. AI helps across the board.
Like in pre-production.
Definitely. Script analysis, storyboarding. There are tools like LTX Studio for that. Then on set, you've got AI-assisted cameras, drones.
And post-production too, I assume? Editing, color?
All of it. Editing, color grading, sound design, even repurposing content with tools like Descript or generating music with something like Suno. AI is getting woven into pretty much every stage.
Okay, so the capability is breathtaking. The cost savings are huge. What's the catch? There has to be a catch, right?
Well, that's where we hit the ethical crossroads. And maybe the biggest, stickiest issue right now is copyright.
Ah, the copyright conundrum. Who owns this stuff?
Exactly. Under current U.S. law, generally, art generated purely by AI cannot be copyrighted.
Because there's no human author.
Precisely. The U.S. Copyright Office needs sufficient human authorship. Now, where it gets murky is that these AI models are trained on massive data sets, which often include copyrighted works.
So is the AI output itself infringing, or is the training the issue?
That's the legal gray area.
Yeah.
Is the training fair use? Does the AI's output count as derived work? It's being fought out in court right now. Think of the Getty Images lawsuit against Stability AI.
Okay, copyright is one big piece. What about protecting the human talent involved? The writers, the actors? That was a huge part of the 2023 strikes, wasn't it?
Absolutely central. The WGA and SAG-AFTRA strikes secured some really key protections there.
What kind of protection?
Things like studios needing explicit prior consent and fair compensation to use an actor's digitized image, voice, or performance. Very important.
And for writers, AI can't just write the scripts now.
No, AI-generated scripts can't replace human screenwriters outright. And if a writer works on an AI-generated script, they have to be compensated fairly for those revisions.
So it acknowledges AI's role, but protects the human contribution.
Exactly. Now, there is job disruption predicted, maybe over 200,000 jobs affected, but new roles are also popping up.
Like prompt engineers.
Precisely. People who specialize in crafting the detailed instructions AI needs. So it's also a shift in the kinds of skills required.
Which brings us to maybe a deeper question. Can AI really create? Can it have that spark of, you know, authenticity?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? We still see that uncanny valley effect quite often.
Where it looks almost real, but something's off.
Right. AI struggles with really nuanced human performance, sometimes with basic physics, or even just remembering that an object exists if it goes off screen, object permanence.
Mm.
And fundamentally, AI doesn't think or understand things in a human way. It can't grasp cultural context, irony, subtlety.
So it can mimic, but not truly originate based on lived experience or emotion.
Pretty much. That human imagination, that emotional depth that seems irreplaceable for now. Audiences connect with relevance, with fresh perspectives, and AI, well, it struggles to deliver that consistently.
So putting it all together, AI isn't really a replacement for filmmakers, is it? It sounds more like a very powerful new collaborator.
That's exactly how I see it. The future seems to be pointing towards a hybrid model.
Where AI takes on the more repetitive, time-consuming tasks.
Right, freeing up the human creatives to really focus on the story, the emotion, the artistic vision, the uniquely human parts.
Interesting. So maybe it makes the human element even more valuable.
I think that's a really provocative thought to leave people with. As AI makes it easier to generate lots of content, perhaps easily replicable content.
Yeah.
The actual value of truly human-authored stories, but ones with real emotional depth, cultural understanding, a unique artistic signature, that value might actually increase quite dramatically.
So the question for you, the listener, becomes,
how will you use these AI tools not to replace your voice, but to actually amplify your unique human storytelling abilities?